The easy access to shopping online can pose problems when people buy too much or purchase things that they don't even need. But the problem is magnified when online shoppers do so while drunk. A new survey done by Zach Crockett with the tech and business newsletter The Hustle shows drunk shopping is becoming a huge problem, with drunk shoppers spending some $40 billion, yes, that's with a B, last year alone. Mr. Crockett joins us on the KCBS RingCentral Newsline for more. This is a serious story. I mean, the headline, of course, is somewhat comical at times, but this is a real issue.
Yeah, so, you know, this all started a few months back. A 35-year-old man emailed me in Nebraska and told me that he had a little too much to drink with his buddies and at some point ended up going online and buying a goat and four chickens. And he had no recollection of ever making his purchase. So I got curious and kind of went down this rabbit hole, and it turns out that drunk shopping is just an absolutely enormous industry. And 79% of all alcohol-consuming adults have at some point made a purchase under the influence.
Tell us a little bit more about how you did the survey, your methodology.
Sure. So this survey was specifically a survey of our own audience, which it's important to note our readers skew a little bit on the higher income bracket. It's about $92,000 average income. The average respondent is about 36, and it's slightly more male than female, so 53 to 47. Those are all important things to keep in mind when hearing these results.
Okay, so that said, tell us about some of the demographic breakouts that you found.
Millennials do a little bit more drunk shopping than baby boomers, but the interesting thing about that is that when baby boomers do, indulge in drunk shopping, they actually spend much more than millennials do. Another interesting thing that we see is that there's a very clear increase in income. As the people in the lower income brackets tend to spend a lot less on drunk purchases than people in the higher income brackets. Also, women are slightly more inclined to drunk shop than men.
Well, it makes more sense if you've got a disposable income. I guess even if you've had a few, you still realize you can't blow your whole paycheck on shoes or T-shirts.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's actually, the majority of what people buy. 66% of all people who report drunk shopping buy clothing and shoes, which is interesting. When you really look at this data, the story that emerges is that this plays into e-commerce and online shopping and the way that online retailers have really reimagined the shopping experience.
Pretty fascinating all the way around. Zach, thanks for making some time for us. Zach Crockett reports on the tech and business part for the newsletter The Hustle.